Amanda.
And we're wrapping up the holidays.
Sweet! Happy New Year!
I didn't get that for a second.
I was actually going to bring a tootie horn and I totally forgot.
Oh, you should have.
Should have grabbed some.
Could have made a party.
Yeah, oh well.
So, last time when we left off, it was almost Christmas.
Yeah, it was just before Christmas, like a day or two before.
Because everybody just celebrates Christmas in Genoa City.
Yeah, yeah, there isn't a...
No other holidays.
No going to the Chinese restaurant, going to the movies, no. Ignoring Christmas.
No.
No, you will celebrate, and you will celebrate with your family, because...
And if you don't celebrate with your family, you're drunk.
Right, it's because you're a big drunk loser that no one wants to talk to anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the message, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. They have that message every year, in a way, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Deacon had just been arrested.
Right.
And as he was sort of being arrested, he told Amber, he said, you know...
You've ruined Baby D's Christmas.
Yeah.
Because now he won't have his Big D with him.
So she is just...
She went off.
Yeah.
She's gone overboard.
She had a little freak
out
moment.
How long has she not even mentioned that... This kid was part of her life.
She's been thinking about it, and I have evidence. Back when Chloe first had her baby.
Yeah, she had baby pangs then.
And she kind of looked at that baby like she had a secret or something. And
I thought that look showed she wanted to have a baby, and I thought, oh, okay, now she's going to go on the, you know, get pregnant bandwagon. But
now we know it was, she already has a baby.
But it's not actually her baby.
I guess not.
She just raised him, which is, you know, you can have a strong relationship with a foster
child. I think you
child,
have to be around the child.
You think, yeah. Or,
I think she
or
raised
any,
it for like a year.
Yeah, or have any kind of curiosity about, I wonder whatever happened to that baby that I totally bonded with and who thinks of me as his mother and, you know, cries to my picture every night. There's been none of that up until
now,
like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, totally.
So,
but she couldn't even enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, she was a real
like
sour puss.
Noah was getting a new snowmobile, and summer.
Which,
was...
by the way, I kept waiting for that was going to be the Christmas tragedy.
That
he was going to run over Summer, because there was a little bit where Summer ran had to go back to the house, and I thought, okay, he's going to lose control of it and run her over, or. Run into a tree or have some kind of snow machine accident.
You know, for Noah being young, I think he's learned his lesson, you know, when he and Eden were kind of drinking a little bit by the lake and then Brad died in the lake.
That really turned him around. He was not a bad boy path at all after that.
I think he's actually one of the most mature characters on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, clearly. Yeah.
And he's like...
He's the most responsible.
16.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I agree with Sharon. I think that the gift was inappropriate for someone his age, and,
Dude, he's a Newman.
I know, but it just seems like...
Yeah, because he got a car last year, didn't he?
He got a car, and Abby got a pony, and it's like, well...
I want to be a Newman.
Yeah, it's like, if I can't have those things, then neither can he.
I thought the snowmobile, it just made sense. I mean, I thought, what are, like, extremely overly wealthy people get each other for Christmas?
That's true, I suppose. For the boy who has everything, a snowmobile was probably fine.
And he was very gracious.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did he have a helmet? He must have had a helmet.
Shut up. You're such a mom.
Yeah, I worry, you know?
The
boy should wear his helmet. So, and Eden, you know, for all her being raised in such a natural environment, really got into Christmas. And
she did.
The selfishness of it.
She does not look like she grew up on the ashram.
No, not at all. And I have been paying more attention to her clothes lately, and they are hideous. They really are bad. She dresses like a schoolmarm.
Yes, I told you.
Yeah, and I hadn't really noticed before, and
I
now I can't notice anything
castle.
Else. Well, no, she belongs in Little House on the Prairie.
That too, yeah. Somewhere not
somewhere
glamorous.
Where she can be judgmental and, you know, spinsterish and...
Yeah, she is such a spinster.
Sharpish. I mean, she's all the time. It's like, what do you have to complain about, really?
I don't know.
You have a wonderful place to live. You got to go to the school you want to. You've got this cute, extremely wealthy boyfriend who's devoted to you, you know.
Yeah.
Why are you...
I can't wait till they break up. They're just not a good match.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind for them to break up. And for, what's his name? Noah to hook up with...
Daisy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those days might be numbered. I don't know. Because Eden now, she saw Daisy and Ryder hugging.
Right. So she knows that they know each other.
Intimately of some sort.
Yeah. Beyond the surface
basically,
relationship.
Basically, like... She confronted Eden about it, and... Eden confronted Daisy about it because Lauren and Michael invited Daisy over for Christmas, of course.
Because they felt so sorry for her, because she had no place else to go, because she has no parents, because she's
blah,
pathetic.
Blah, blah, blah. She's going to be their Christmas miracle.
Yeah. And yet...
and yet, school marm gets in the way.
Yeah.
And Daisy gets on the defensive, and she's like, I don't know how to take this. And leaves.
And storms off in a huff.
Yeah.
And I thought that Lauren's reaction to that, I couldn't decide if I loved it or hated it. Part of me was like, yeah, she should have made Eden go after her. Because, yes, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And you all suck it up on Christmas. And you do things you don't like. And hang out with people you wouldn't normally. But then on the other hand, I'm like, you know what? Eden's right. She wasn't saying anything that wasn't true.
Yeah.
She wasn't pointing out anything that wasn't...
Totally.
You know, accurate.
Yeah.
So, you know, Daisy should have been asked to leave.
Yeah.
Because she had been misrepresenting herself, so...
Yeah, it was kind of the same way.
Yeah. And I thought... just the way that Lauren was so uptight about it, it was, I guess...
She was a real mom.
She was a real mom, yeah. And
but
not,
sometimes I
not
think
cool
she
mom.
Needs to do that.
I suppose. It's, I don't know.
But... So we don't really know. Because then, the reason Ryder was not at the Baldwin family Christmas, but Daisy was, is because Kevin is not feeling Ryder.
He's
pissed off.
He's a little over Ryder. He's like, you know, forget this.
He's frowny-facing Ryder.
Yes.
But, basically, Daisy was there, Ryder wasn't, so when Daisy left, she and... I think, would she run to Ryder's aid?
Yeah, she immediately went to the coffee shop where Ryder is 24 hours a day.
So they could embrace in
no,
front
she,
of everyone.
She, like, yelled at him, though.
She did,
she
but then they hugged, like, it'll be okay.
And didn't they say sis? Didn't they? Somehow
I don't think
they,
so.
You know, there was something that established that they were siblings.
Yeah, they keep talking about mom. Mom this, mom that, and so I think we're supposed to...
Think that they're siblings.
Yeah.
And of course, because it's Genoa City, they don't have the same father. They've got to have one parent. They're only half siblings.
Yeah.
They can't possibly both have the same parents, because that would be too easy.
Too easy. I don't know.
Yeah. So, but Ryder was just such a whiner. He's like, I don't like being the bad guy all the time. How come I always have to... And she was just kind of a complete bitch. It was like, oh, look at you. Okay. Not so sweet after all, are you?
Yeah, totally. I don't know. There's definitely a lot more to them, but we just don't know what it is yet.
Right. And part of me could not possibly care less.
It's so
like,
true.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, okay, I'm fine with that.
Well, I'm glad Daisy's in the picture, because I think she's interesting. Ryder, I don't think is interesting whatsoever.
At all, no.
Like, he could leave, and I would forget about him a minute later.
Yeah, yeah.
And never question it.
He doesn't have a lot of impact.
No, but Daisy is an interesting...
Daisy could go a lot of different directions, and that's interesting to see.
Yeah. So...
I don't know. I kind of go back and forth about whether or not I like her or not, and it's like, well, I'll just sit back and wait.
Yeah.
You know, I was the same way about Mary Jane Patty when she first
came
on the scene. It was like, you know, I don't know if I like her or not, and then...
Kitty
came out, and I was like, yeah, okay, love her. She's great. Awesome.
Oh, man. So true.
God bless Kitty.
Same time as the snowmobile, Nikki came back.
Mm-hmm. With brown hair, which everyone had to exclaim over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
your
okay.
hair!
And it was real obvious why they did that.
Yeah, because it was such a giant change.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, that she's every other older woman on the show
has
blonde hair.
It's true.
You know, except for Jill, and I don't count Jill in anything, so.
Okay.
I'm in a real anti-Jill phase right now.
See, I'm feeling supported in that. She doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah, she just can't irritate me enough. Don't let her.
Here, I had... Oh, no. Never mind.
Okay.
I had that when... Okay, so at Christmas... We'll keep going with Christmas. Over at the Chancellor Mansion, basically, Jill's present to Mrs. C was the name of her... I don't know.
Estranged, lost daughter.
That she gave up years and years ago.
Well, and to hear them tell it as a baby, like a brand new baby?
I think it was like...
a prom date baby kind of?
Infant. Yeah. I think so.
Huh.
I can't even remember. I feel like the story has gone back and forth so many times.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, again, yeah, I suppose I care a little bit, but not too much.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really care until they showed us who her daughter really is.
We assume.
Assume.
But yeah, it had to be.
So they said something about a woman in Buffalo, right? And then they showed a woman in Buffalo.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. Although I thought, it was either Adam or Aaron left a comment on the blog about the Buffalo woman, and I thought he was talking about kind of comparing her to the Buffalo woman in the Simpsons movie.
No.
That saves the day. But no, I when I saw that woman at the bar.
Like a biker bar.
Yeah, biker bar.
With like a skull cap on.
Yeah, and doing shots with beer backs. And I was like, it was like, okay, there's the ghost of Amanda Future. That's going to be me in 10, 15 years.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, it was like looking in a mirror.
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, okay, now I've got a plan.
Well, they didn't pan the bar over to the left to see who was sitting next to you.
No, well, yeah.
Which would be me, like, singing karaoke.
Probably. Which is why I'm slugging down the tequila.
Yeah, so Mrs. C's daughter is a little rough around the edges.
Not up to the Chancellor's standards.
But we know that she's very open. I mean, she married Murphy and still hangs out with Pearl.
Well, and still is friends with Nikki, who was a stripper. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah.
Years ago. But, I mean, that just shows that, you know, you can have a character who's, you know, supposedly the dregs of society and, you know, can raise them up. And who knows, maybe this woman was just slumming it for a night. And,
sure, she
you
was.
You know, she's really an international business woman.
Sure.
Or not.
Well, and interesting when you bring up Nikki as a stripper at that Chancellor Christmas.
That's right. Oh, that was awesome.
Tucker McCall was there. I don't know.
Because he had nowhere else to go, and Mrs. Chancellor felt sorry for him.
Yeah. He was their Christmas miracle.
He was their orphan. Every family needs an orphan at Christmas. He was it.
Yeah. But Nikki showed up, you know, unannounced. Mm-hmm. Yay, Nikki's here! And he kind of pulled her aside and made some comment about how
really
she's
snarky.
A stripper.
Yeah.
And she was offended, rightly so.
But why?
Why
should you be offended? She was a stripper.
That
it's
is
not
her
like,
secret past. Well, I mean, it's
not
a secret.
But it's not a secret.
But she's a Newman. She's been a Newman
and
for
she's
years.
Risen, yeah, exactly. And so she rose above it, and, you know.
Well, I think because of the way he brought it up, it was like, it doesn't matter what she is now because he still, you know, he still knows
he still
her past.
Thinks of her as a stripper.
Yeah.
She's not any better than...
That was very degrading to bring it up. It was a very pretty woman.
Oh, God. No, it wasn't.
Yes,
no,
it was.
No, it wasn't.
When they're at the polo match and George Costanza, I don't know his name in the movie, but, you know, he comes up to her and he says something about her being a stripper when she's been all elevated, you know, to come to the polo game.
But again, like, I just don't see why, I guess I don't have any shame about being a stripper.
I don't think
that it's a shameful thing that people are bringing it up to rub their nose in it.
But I think
which
if you're
is clearly
in
what
that,
Tucker
like,
McCall was doing.
In that shelf of society, to start talking about being a stripper is very low.
Yeah, well, they think of it as being low. But if you embrace it and say, yeah, I was a stripper.
I rocked it.
Yeah, exactly, you know? The pole was my friend. You know, I think it's all in how, if you bring shame to any job,
then
someone can degrade you for it. But if,
sure.
If only Nikki had some self-esteem.
Apparently you need to be her life coach.
I think I do. I need to teach her to just get over the fact that and embrace her stripper side. Because you know she strips for Victor. You know it.
I don't even want to think about that. Moving on. Anyway, the whole point is I think Tucker brought that up, and so we saw that there's a sleazy kind of piece of him.
Yeah, yeah, that he's not above anything, and I think that was pretty clear from the beginning.
Yeah.
This was made to illustrate it.
Totally.
And the fact, I thought the most horrifying thing of their whole Christmas was him bringing up business and taking her in the hallway and saying, we should buy this company. She's like, dude, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but we got to get going on it. It's like,
businessman.
No, it's Christmas.
And he cut in right when Jill was trying to give her present to Catherine. Right.
Yeah, that was the other thing. It was like, nice lover. Yeah.
He's definitely
selfish.
Yes, he is. And he's gonna be trouble.
He's self-absorbed. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't like him. And that scene that they had with Tucker and Jill in bed, and he's...
He gave her red stilettos and diamond earrings, and then told her to only wear the stilettos and the diamond earrings and nothing else.
And that's pretty much when I started throwing up, and I really haven't stopped since.
Because
that was just like...
Can I say I loved the shoes? I wanted
the
them.
The shoes were okay. The shoes... I didn't hate the shoes.
I thought, I could go for a present like that.
Yeah, exactly. But Jill...
But I'm also not, like, 65 years old.
Yeah, you know, it was just horrifying.
I thought it was liberating that a woman of her age could, I don't know.
Oh, please, you can't even finish the sentence.
No, I can't.
No.
But it was...
It was gross.
It was gross.
I think the word you're looking for is gross. And again, I don't like to be ageist. I do think old people should have plenty of sex. I just don't want to...
You don't want to imagine them in red stilettos and diamond earrings?
No. No. Not ever.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be like Mrs. Chancellor.
Yeah.
And Murphy.
I know.
Doing crazy stuff. Okay, I know. Got to move on. I don't care what we talk about as long as it's not this.
Yeah. I think that's kind of it for the Chancellors,
right? Yeah, the Chancellors pretty much shut down after that, yeah.
I mean, like, Chloe and Chance kind of
had their
still,
moments.
Yeah, it's the same old stuff.
He made her do something. What was it? It was something wholesome and sweet. And she didn't want to do it, and it was like the Harvest Festival.
Oh.
What was it?
No, she bought him a present.
That's it.
She bought him tickets to see the Backstreet Boys.
Which made me laugh.
I laughed, too.
Yeah.
And I liked when...
I loved his reaction. What the hell would I want to go to the Backstreet Boys for?
I went, you could go over to Nick Newman's house and see it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He probably would have ripped those tickets out of Chance's hands.
Oh, he would have gone. He'd go in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. I thought, Chloe, what kind of horrible gift giver are you?
Yeah. She's good at receiving, but... Has to work a little bit on her giving skills.
Yeah, it was bad.
But what would you get, Chance? A new detective notebook?
I would get him one of those Leatherman multi-tool kit things.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's like a handyman, like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, or like one of those electric shoe polishing kits so that it can make his shoes super shiny when
he
goes to work.
How about... Tickets to a sports event.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah. Or fishing gear. He fishes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
And I did think that Murphy and Catherine in the matching fishing vests
was
super
cute.
Yeah. He was like, oh, look at how cute you are.
Yeah. Seems a good Christmas for the most part there.
Yeah, they had an okay time.
Yeah. And then over at the Winters for Christmas.
Meanwhile.
Yeah.
At the Winters.
Ashley was there.
Yeah, Ashley and the baby were there. And Ashley and Neil have been getting way chummy, and I don't like it.
Chummy.
Yeah.
I do like it, because I don't really like Ashley, and I don't like Neil. And
I do like Ashley. I don't like Neil.
How do you like Ashley?
I don't know. I think she's cute.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, no, I think she's okay.
She just seems so cold. I don't know.
No, that's just a facade. You get past that, and
no,
it's not cold anymore.
Just... cold. I don't know.
Crazy, sure.
That too.
But she kept that in check. She wasn't crazy.
No.
You know.
Because the baby is still hers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the moment. But, and Lily's gift to Neil was the announcement that Mac is
pregnant. Yeah.
So Mac was there too, as part of the present.
Right. Yeah.
I kind of thought it was a bit macabre, but maybe that's just me.
Well, it just seemed odd, but
yeah,
you know, that whole giving your baby announcement as a gift seemed odd. It's like, you know, why don't you just tell people?
Well, it couldn't have probably been any more awkward than last year when it was like Tyra and Karen were still around, I think.
Yeah.
So, we can see how much the family has changed.
How much better it is, yeah. Well, and at least Roxanne was there, and she's been getting a lot of airtime. And I hope
I want her to get more.
Do something with her character.
I know.
And, you know, even if it does mean more Devon.
Well, yeah.
You know, And Devon got for Christmas studio time, because his dad finally said, okay, fine.
He's accepted his music
wanting to
love.
Be a musician.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll see them sing some more.
God.
And then Lily wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, she had a sudden, you know, 1 minute to the next kind of, I need to go to the hospital.
So she discreetly went, though. She didn't tell anybody except
right.
Kane.
Right, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, and then they got there and she had a hangnail.
That
which
had
caused
an infection. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of quick turnaround of 1 minute you're fine, the next minute you're really, that you have to go to the hospital kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
And while in the hospital, she had a visitor. Visitor? A new person? I don't know. It was Malcolm.
Yeah. Now, explain to me. I know Malcolm is Lily's natural father.
Yes.
Does Lily know that?
Yes.
She does.
But she didn't know it until maybe a few years ago.
Why were they acting like... When Neil took him out into the hallway to give him a piece of his mind, he acted like Lily didn't know that it was her dad and blatantly referred to him as your uncle.
Because that's how she grew up. Like, okay, so Lily grew up thinking Drusilla and Neil were her parents. And it came out later when Lily was, like, in her teens. Maybe even later than that. And late teens. Like, that it turned out that perhaps Neil wasn't really her father, and they did the whole DNA test. And it turned out Malcolm was. And because
it was a big horror.
Well, and Olivia, you know, the doctor Olivia, is Drusilla's sister.
Yeah, okay.
So they did this whole switcheroo thing, you know, for years, you know. Drusilla and Neil, Drusilla and Malcolm. Olivia and Neil, Olivia and Malcolm. Blah, 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 blah.
Right, okay.
And, so, she basically did grow up thinking Malcolm was her uncle. When she found out that he was, like, biologically her dad, she was like, okay, but Neil is the one who raised her.
Right, okay.
That's her dad. All
right.
And
so Malcolm, they just kind of go with that.
And... yeah, and well, Malcolm, like, they thought he was dead for, like, a long time in, you know, some African river.
Yeah, okay, I kind of remember you telling me about this
And then
once.
He came back, and everybody was like, oh my god, you're alive! Okay? And then he worked at the coffee house for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Go figure.
Okay.
I don't think there was a lot of interest in his character, and he left again.
And they
again.
Dumped him. Okay.
And what I read in my soap opera digest or whatever is that he asked, or maybe his agent asked, for him to be back on the show.
Oh.
And the Y&R people said no, and that's why they recast him. They
want
the character,
so this is a
but
different,
they don't want him.
So this is a different actor being
It's a different actor. Oh, come on, you don't recognize Eddie Winslow from Family Matters?
Family Matters.
You're probably too old.
What is that
one? I don't know.
When so,
I was
no,
like,
I don't.
When I was, like, 11, it was the show before Full House, like, on ABC on Friday nights.
Okay, yeah, I had a real grown-up job then.
Yeah, I'm sure. For those of us in our late 20s, we all know who he is.
Okay. No, I didn't.
Same thing as Roxanne, you know.
Roxanne always looked vaguely familiar, but
I couldn't quite place her
until you
So the new Malcolm, it seems kind of strange because he seems too young to me to be Malcolm. Like, I always thought Malcolm, I thought, was the older brother.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, now he looks like he could be Devon's slightly older brother,
you know? Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get my Christmas wish and he'll kill Neil.
Yeah, because there has been a lot of tension between the two of them, what with, like, Drusilla and Olivia, and then when they thought Malcolm was dead, it was because Neil was engaged to this other woman, Alex, mm-hmm. and it turned out she and Malcolm had, like, a fling, and...
Well, Malcolm gets around.
Yeah, he was, like, the sexy...
He's Mr. Guy.
I don't know, research and development guy. He made sexy perfumes. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute, maybe that was Damon Porter. I don't know. Anyway, he was always the stud. Everybody wanted to...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
...do Malcolm. So with him being back... I don't know what they're going to do with that. I have no clue where they're going with it.
Yeah, well, it could be just a quick, you know...
Try guest it out, spot. See if we like it.
Yeah, see if anyone responds, and if not, then, you know, send him back to wherever it is he came from.
Yeah.
But it seems like Neil needs a foil. Neil doesn't have anyone to play against.
No, he doesn't.
You know, I mean, he can only go so far yelling at your kid.
Or and, your kid's or, husband.
Yeah, you know, and so he needs somebody to... But heads up against.
Yeah, you're right. He does. It could be Jack if they wanted to, but...
Yeah, they never really have them in the same room, even.
No. No.
So... Yeah, and I was thinking it could be Tucker McCall, too, but...
It might end up being later.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know.
Hard to say.
Yeah. Anything else about Lily and the Winters? I don't think so.
No, not really. That was pretty much their Christmas.
Okay. Should we talk about the triangle of pain? Actually, it's like a rectangle.
It's a rectangle. Now. Yeah, it's a parallelogram.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about
4 points.
Yeah, exactly.
So
lots
Adam
of angles,
and,
that's for sure.
Adam and Sharon have been getting real close.
Right. And
in their whirlwind romance of like 2 weeks.
Couple weeks, yeah. You know. But...
And it just pisses Nick off more and more.
Which just, it's like, it's none of his business in any sense.
And I think because he sticks his nose in it, that just pushes Adam and Sharon together even more.
Right.
Like, if he hadn't
If he had
so
just
pushy, kind of
set back and said, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Then Adam probably would have lost interest.
It was like, every 2 seconds, Nick was... like, knocking on Sharon's door, showing up somewhere she was, and she was like, dude, step off.
Yeah. And he just wasn't hearing it.
And his hair got, like, more
worse
poofy.
Worse
and
worse.
Every day.
Oh, my God. Well, and there was one day where he was, like, a dead ringer for David Cassidy.
I know.
And I was just like, what is this?
Oh, I
and the next day it was over a little bit in a side part, but it was like,
it was bad. It was very bad. Like, taking the cake for bad hair real fast.
Right. Well, and I think it was on Christmas Day that they aired, you know, one of the flashback episodes of Christmas way long time ago.
Yeah.
And for me, it was really funny seeing all of these characters and how little many of them have changed.
Yeah,
really.
Totally.
But, you know, and Nick's hair was really good then. It was his hair's all right there. That's fine. You know, it's a little dated for now, but...
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he has potential to have good hair.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with him right now.
I don't know. Well, and his whole character is just so mushy. You know. We've talked about that ad nauseum. But so as he gets more and more involved in Sharon's love life, Phyllis gets more and more irritated. Because Phyllis understands that it's irrelevant. It's none of their business.
Yes.
They should leave it alone. So she kind of... took him to task and said, you suck.
And, like, the
and she
only reason...
Him. Did she slap him? Do I remember that right?
Oh, she slapped him hard.
She slapped him hard,
they
yeah.
got in
and
a
I was
fight.
Like, there was a big cheer at my house when she slapped
him. Yeah, they got in a big fight. It was, like, Christmas night. And everybody had just left. And he was like, I need to go talk to Sharon. And she was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not okay.
Yeah. And...
He didn't even really have anything pressing to talk to her about.
No.
You know?
And I think what it was that he was like, I'm trying to love you. And she was like, okay, I'm over it.
That's not good enough. You're done.
Yeah.
There's the door.
It was a good slap,
please
too.
Please use it. Yeah. Yeah. But then they totally did it. Was that later?
No, that was later.
That was later. Okay,
they hadn't even done it yet.
Yeah, okay.
Like, so
I'm getting my days mixed up.
He was like, I don't know, gonna go bother Sharon or something. But she and Adam, in the meantime, like, had exchanged their Christmas gifts, and Adam basically proposed.
Yeah.
And she thought about it for like half a day, and Nick did something annoying, and she went and, oh no,
she originally said no. She originally said, you know, no, I don't think so. It's a little soon.
Yeah.
You know, let's.
It's only been 2 weeks. Yeah. I usually go 2.5.
Right. Yeah. I need a bigger ring than this. So.
Okay. Can I have to stop while I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I was looking at the comments underneath, like, the video, you know, on CBS, like, yesterday. And somebody put, like, Sharon is such a skank, the only person in town that's immune to her, or immune to her thighs, is Noah. Oh, wait, he started there when he was born.
Oh, and my God, like, oh. Wow, really bad.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad comment, but I just remembered that just being like, oh, because usually the comments are lame, like.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. That's pretty. Yeah. It's
pretty accurate.
I know, it took me a minute. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
All right, then.
So, yeah, so what happened is she was going to go to over to Christmas over at the tack house.
That's right, yeah.
And like, see Noah get his new snowmobile. Yeah. And they had already
happy
done it.
Everyone was a happy, happy family at that point.
Yeah, and they sent Summer back to the house real quick. She was like, I want my doll. And they're like, okay, you're old enough. Go ahead and go get it yourself. And Sharon,
which that kind of struck me as, really?
I know.
You've been hovering over this child for how long, and you're going to let her just go water. Back to the house?
Okay. Yeah, in the
whatever.
Snow.
Yeah. Because you're also
it was a vehicle.
Yeah, I suppose. So, it worked.
It totally worked, because Sharon knocked on the door, and Summer answered, and she was like, you know, where is everyone? And Summer just looks at her and says, go away.
Yeah.
And runs off. And I went, go Summer.
Yeah, go Summer.
Good job.
Yeah, Summer was pretty awesome. But that really hurt Sharon's feelings, so she went to Adam and said, yeah, okay, let's get married.
Right now.
Yeah, right this
second. Not even like, let's have an engagement. Let's just get married now.
Right, today. If not sooner.
Yeah. And they hopped on the Newman jet.
Mm-hmm. And flew to Tahoe. That, it was like, why not Vegas?
Well.
I mean, spur of the moment Christmas marriage, to me, just screams Las Vegas.
Yes,
not
but
Lake
I
Tahoe.
Think they're trying to validate it and make it that it's, like, not
a, real
a Vegas
wedding. Okay,
you know,
all right.
Like, yes, we love each other.
And actually, the wedding, I have to say, it was pretty sweet. It was like, okay, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, he, like, rode her in on a sleigh.
Mm-hmm. And
it was in the snow.
It was in the snow, and their outfits were nice, and, you know, it was all snowy and lit up with candles.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did each other's, you know, their own vows and stuff. I thought, you know.
And
as far
Adam
as soap opera crappy wedding, that was pretty good.
Adam didn't think that Sharon had gotten him a ring in the last minute. She was
but
like,
she
no,
had.
I
yeah.
did. And so then they're on the plane back, because they pretty much went there to get married and then fly
and
back.
And come right back.
No skiing. No snowshoeing.
No.
And they're in the plane. I you know what? If I ever get the opportunity to ride on a Newman jet?
Oh,
I'm just
hell
gonna
no.
say, no, that's okay.
Yeah, I'll
thank
take
you for the
bus.
Ride.
Because, does the Newman plane ever make the round trip
I
in one
don't
piece?
Know.
I don't think so.
They have gone through so many jets.
Right.
I don't think that's a good company expenditure at this point.
No, it's really not.
Too many crashed jets.
Right. Yeah, because the plane went down. Although I did love when the captain says, you know, you need to strap in your seatbelts. And they're in these, you know, clearly backlot recliner chairs that suddenly someone had attached a seatbelt to. I'm like, that is not going to do a damn bit of good.
Yeah. And the masks came down. Like, the pilot was like, we're going to make an emergency landing wherever the hell
right
they are.
Now. Yeah.
And the masks came down and had him, you know, because there's so much time to communicate as your plane is crash landing.
Yeah, and she's freaking out. I thought her freak out scene was really good.
She was
good. I was like, yeah, all right, that's.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not crazy about flying, and that I would have been just as.
Yeah.
Screaming my head off.
I do love plane crashes in general, though.
Oh, no.
It's a fascination of mine.
You're a strange girl.
I know. I was thinking that the whole time I watched it, I was like, yes, they're having a plane crash. I love plane crashes.
Yeah.
So, he pulls out, like, this pad of paper from his, like, breast pocket and writes, your baby is alive!
Right.
And shows it to her, and then they crash.
And then they crash, yeah.
And the best part is, okay, so they survive.
Everybody
does. Everybody does, yeah, because it's only, like, him and the two, him and her and
pilots.
The two pilots, right?
Yeah.
And he's, like, holding her, and she's, like, semi-conscious, and there's, like, bits and pieces of things flying, sort of floating debris through the air. And the pilot's like, I'm gonna go get help. And then that piece of paper that says your baby is alive flutters down next to them like...
on fire. Yeah. Yeah. That was the best. I was like, how many takes did that take for it to actually work?
That was so good.
Yeah. That was the best quality piece of moment. Filmmaking on the whole show all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I felt like he wasn't very convincing when... He was trying to keep her awake, though. Like, she'd had a head injury. Yeah, that was lame.
And he's, like, telling her a story. It's like, no, don't put her to sleep with a story.
Yeah, it was like, he was just kind of holding her, and he didn't even, like, really do anything. He was like, you gotta stay awake. You gotta stay awake.
Yeah, I love you so much. But he's like, the king of talking to people who are passed out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
he
does it with Victor. He did it with, you know... He talks to baby Faith all the time.
That's true.
So, yeah, he didn't really want to keep her awake. He wanted to be able to unburden his soul.
I don't think so.
Knowing that he...
No! I think he loves her.
Oh, I do think he loves her. I don't
think he wanted her to die.
No, I don't think he wanted her to die.
He just wanted to say it?
He just wanted to be able to say it in a safe environment without having any repercussions.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I think he really loves her. I think he legitimately, sincerely...
Yeah.
You know... And that it makes Nick crazy is just an added bonus.
Yeah, definitely an added bonus for everyone here.
Yeah, except Phyllis.
Except Phyllis, but whatever. So then they get rushed to the hospital. Adam is fine. Mm-hmm. The pilots are fine, and she just has a head injury.
She has a concussion.
Yeah, so she's in the hospital. And Nick's been, you know, on the phone. Going all
Nick about it.
Yeah, because they called him, you know, because it's a Newman jet.
Right.
So he's flipping out, he's pacing back and forth, and they finally show up, and he just acts like she's his.
Yeah, that was just like...
It was offensive.
It was offensive, and it was like, why did you go there in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
That to me was a step too far.
And he didn't even tell Phyllis?
No, that like, was... Because he knew that he was doing something wrong.
Yes!
You know, he knows, he can pretend like he's Mr. Innocent, I was just concerned she's the mother of my child. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, she is, he thinks of her as his and nobody and no else's. One else's.
Yeah.
But
the thing is that it's gotten worse. Like, remember she was married to Jack, a year ago, you know? He didn't really have a problem with that. They ran the magazine together.
Yeah, no, it was after they all broke up.
Yeah.
And after he and Sharon got together and... Even though he went back to Phyllis, he never really went back to Phyllis.
No.
He's trying to figure out a way...
To have both,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to have a dual life and...
Yeah, totally.
Two wives and four kids and, you know, all that stuff.
It's called big love.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Yeah, he does want a little big love.
And it's like, no, not with those girls.
Yeah, they won't play nice.
There's no way. That's a show I'd watch, though.
Oh, it would be. Yes.
But when he went to the hospital and, you know, started roughing up Adam, and Sharon basically said, I'm not your wife. Go away.
Yeah.
You have no place here.
Yeah. So I think it's nice because Sharon is like, I'm done.
Finally stepping up and saying, go away.
Yeah. I mean, regardless that it has to be because she has a replacement man.
Right.
Who is... Nick's brother.
Right. Yeah. Who have issues of their own.
Yeah.
But even still.
Okay.
That part of it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just that she has someone else and...
It's great.
The fact that it's Nick's brother doesn't invalidate that relationship.
No.
You know. But Nick seems to think that it does. That it doesn't count if it's not him.
But she even said, or I think Phyllis said, it wouldn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
It seriously would not matter.
Yeah.
Because then he went home to Phyllis... And he's been gone, like, 2 days, you know? And she's just livid.
Yeah, as well she should be. I don't understand why she doesn't kick his ass out.
Because of Summer. That's the only reason. Because she's trying to be a good, like, wife and mother.
Yeah, I know, but...
Summer's already had so many uprooted, you know, issues, and she doesn't want to...
Noah. And look, well, Noah's the most older. Responsible person in... Genoa City.
That's true. So. But Noah didn't get brain damage.
That's true. Okay.
Anyway.
Brain damage doesn't count.
So then Nick was like, I want to be better. I'm trying to forget her. And he was like, what do we do? And then, like, I think in a last-ditch effort, Phyllis just threw herself on him. Yeah. Like, they're going to have mad, passionate sex. But then the scene ended, and we haven't seen anything since then.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that it's going to be some hot, amazing sex, whatever. I think
that they did, but they just chose not to show it. No, under the Christmas tree sex.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't. I'm not convinced whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I wish for the new year that Phyllis would leave Nick and that
take summer with her.
Yeah, take summer with her and just say, you know what? You've had your chances.
You know, Nick and Billy.
You remarried me. Now I'm done.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, this is bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think Nick and Billy would be a good bachelor pad roommates.
They should have
roommates.
A club. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. That would, oh my God.
It's going to be called, what's that MTV show, Jersey Shore? Have you seen that? You probably haven't seen that.
No.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Oh, yeah. If anybody here has watched Jersey Shore, I think it should be like Genoa City Shore.
It's just all tools. All tools.
Who just want to get laid all the time.
Yeah, there you go. And you could call it the Tool House. Tool House on the Prairie.
Ew, let's get in the hot tub.
Gotta get girls to bang, man. Yeah.
Drinking out of their green bottled beer.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Kindergarten teachers.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
And then Sharon and Adam had a nice little ring in the new year in the hospital.
Yeah, that was kind of sweet. Yeah. I loved her hat. I thought it was just the cutest little blue bowler.
As she had.
New Year's hat.
A giant bandage underneath.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it was good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And I will say this, Adam's hair has looked awesome
the last
week or so. It's a good cut, it's the right amount of product.
I think they made a very good choice in the casting of Adam, and he's doing a really excellent job.
Yeah, he's doing just fine. He's doing okay.
Yeah.
So, kudos.
Yes.
Okay.
What are we missing? Oh, the worst part. If you don't want to vomit, just turn it off now.
Right, spoiler alert.
Because every year, right around the holidays, YNR has to hit you over the head with this wonderful life kind of story.
Yes.
Okay, this time we're going Citizen Kane. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this.
Oh, okay.
We gotta talk about that first.
We will talk about It's a Wonderful Life later.
Yeah, we will.
How did I miss it?
I don't. It's small print on our little whiteboard with our notes. Adam and Sharon are not the only ones who got engaged. Jack decided to have his idea of a perfect Christmas, so it was...
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
No family.
Yeah.
just him and Dr. P.
And Dr. P clearly has no family.
Right, yeah.
And they had a... So it's like, meanwhile, like, everybody's having their Christmases, Jack and Dr. P are, like, at some romantic table that he set up, and I don't know.
Where was the ring? It was, like, in the ice bucket or something?
Yeah, I don't know. She was like, oh, there's some problem here. Oh, my God, it's a ring! A giant ring.
It's a huge, sparkly ring.
And, like, they're gonna get married.
Yeah, no, they're gonna get married. It's kind of in the wind. Yeah, it was just...
It's amazing how that one happened, too.
Yeah, that was super fast, and that was the day that my daughter called me from where she was spending her Christmas vacation. She's like, Jack did not just propose to Dr. P. I was like, are you watching YNR on your vacation? What?
Hey, that's what I do.
Well, I just figured that someone
her age
would have something better to do, but apparently not.
Oh, no. And they basically just made out and, like, talked about their lives and made out some more. And then Phyllis came over at one point because she was pissed off at Nick.
Right. She was...
And was like, really, Jack?
Yeah.
Really? Like, in front of Emily.
Right.
Just like, really?
So Phyllis, and she could do it, but, you know, and Dr. P is just kind of standing there,
like,
oh, are you talking about me?
Yeah. We're gonna get married.
flashy. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, nice to see you. So, yeah, that was...
And he told Billy over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Billy's like, okay, good for you.
Whatever.
I'm alone.
Let's have another drink.
Yeah. And, And that's pretty much it, except just that they're...
Yeah, now they're engaged.
This is going to be a crash and burn.
Oh, my God, yes.
Something can't scary. Help, but,
well, and I think, you know, maybe this will be when... Because they had been showing Patty, and Paul and Nina went to visit Patty in the nut house, and she could remember a lot of, you know, that she was in the hospital, that she was sick, that she was in treatment.
Yeah.
You know, but there's got to be a switcheroo.
Oh, totally.
You know,
like, as soon as, when Dr. P's going to be like Jack's wife.
Right. She will not marry him. Patty will.
Patty will,
it's
got to
be a switcheroo.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, totally. And if they don't switcheroo, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah. There will be words from me if they don't, because
this is so good.
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
That's where this should go. And if it doesn't go there, that's just not okay.
Oh, man. It's good. Yeah. Okay, now
we can talk about Citizen Billy.
Yeah, Citizen Billy. That's good.
So Billy's been drunk pretty much since Christmas started.
Oh, are you kidding?
And before that, but...
I'm thinking, like, Halloween.
But specifically,
fall.
Yeah. You know, the fact that they had him show up at the Chancellor Estate to, you know...
Oh, and he was wasted.
And he had the thermos full of eggnog.
Yeah.
You know, with him at all times.
Yeah.
And... You know, Billy at least is a consistent drunk.
Yeah,
he's not up and down and sometimes mopey and sometimes life of the party, but he's just kind of, you know, Billy drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always the same level of drunk.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know? You never really saw him sober up.
No.
In the course of the kind of the week.
No. Although he was extra drunk, I think, at the Chancellor Christmas when he showed up and he was like, holding Delia and just drunkenly slobbering on her.
Yeah, I was afraid he was going to drop her.
Yeah, and I think everyone else was too.
Yeah.
And, like, Chloe, like, carefully went and took the baby and was like, you need to go now.
Yeah, yeah.
You drunken slob.
Do you really want your daughter's first Christmas? She won't remember it, you know, unless she does regressive therapy or whatever. But, you know, the rest of us will remember you being hammered out of your mind.
Yeah. So then he goes to Jimmy's, where Mac...
Where they overserve him some more.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, Kane told him he was cut off. Somebody,
somebody served
him,
Kane
though.
Did. That's right. Yeah, somebody had been serving him.
The mysterious other bartender we never see, but is there.
Right. Who runs it while they're in the hospital with Lily and getting pregnant.
Totally. Yeah. So Kane and Mac were like... Okay, you're too drunk. Billy's like, I'm going to go to some party or something. And they just let him stumble outside. They don't even look out the window to make sure he gets a cab or whatever.
Yeah. Well, he says that he was going to hoof it. He was going to walk.
Oh, he was going to walk. But they don't even check to make sure that he's
that
okay.
That he's actually walking or you know, going anywhere.
And he doesn't. He just goes and he sits out on the snowy sidewalk.
In the
gutter. Outside. Yeah, in the gutter.
In the gutter.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And much to our dismay.
Yeah. Much.
John Abbott's ghost shows up.
Yes.
Blah. So sick of John Abbott's ghost.
Well, now, okay, so Jack routinely has conversations with him, and I remember once there was some kind of all the Abbotts were there, and John's ghost spoke to each of them about something.
And I think, because I think Ashley does. Oh, she totally has. Remember, like, because when she was going kind of crazy, she told the ghost of John about her crazy Sabrina dreams or
right.
I
yeah,
think,
okay. So
I think
she kind of
drops in on everybody.
Okay, on all of them. Okay.
Because he has
But
no
not
life.
Tracy because Tracy is the only level-headed one in the whole bunch.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Go figure.
Yeah.
And he basically so John Abbott's ghost takes Billy on
Can we just call him John Abbott?
Yeah. No, I like the ghost.
The ghost. Okay, fine.
The spiritual advisor, I don't know. He takes Billy on a journey of the future.
Right. Of many futures. Not
many
just
futures.
One. He said he was only going to see one, and then suddenly it was three or four different variations. And so they see Lily and Mac and...
Kane
with all these kids having a birthday party.
Yeah. And it was like, yay, everybody's happy. Mac has a baby, and it's not yours, and you're not married to her.
Right, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then...
Then where'd they go?
Then they went to... They saw Delia? Is that when they saw?
Yeah, they saw Delia
a
couple times.
They saw Delia a couple times,
Like, once
so
she was, like, five.
Little. Right.
And then once when she was, like, getting married.
Right, so she was in her, you know, early 20s, maybe.
Yeah, and yeah. Chance was, like, gonna walk her down the aisle. Yeah,
was being Mr. Father of the Bride.
And, yeah, everybody was really happy, but nobody really talked about Billy too much other than what a skirt chaser he was.
Right, and what a disappointment he was.
And, yeah. You know. And they didn't really talk about where he was.
Or what he was doing. But then they went to Restless Style.
Oh, yeah.
And it showed Kevin was the publisher of Restless Style and had been winning all of these awards. Yeah. And he was so happy, and he had this hot wife who turned out to be Mac. Was Mac the hot wife?
Yeah, it was Mac and Kevin.
So that little blonde married. Kid that was with...
Yeah, it would be Kevin's.
In the first flashback was Kevin's child.
Yeah.
Theoretically. Yeah, worst kiss ever. That was just so funny to see between Mac and Kevin.
And then they went back to the front of the bar, right?
Yeah, that's when they went to... And they show this car... crashed into a telephone pole, utility pole, whatever.
Like, directly across the street.
Right
from the bar.
Yeah, immediately in front of the bar, and there's Billy.
Dead.
Dead, eyes open.
Head against
mouth
the steering
all
wheel.
Smushed up. Yeah, bleeding. Yeah. And Spirit Billy freaks out.
Yeah.
Overacts.
Cries,
clenches
his
fist.
Says he wants to go back and try again.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Spirit says, yeah, that's all you need to do. Get your act together. Be good. And that was the end of it. It was so lame all the way through.
It was such a fluff, lame episode because last year they did Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did Jack the year before. Yeah. I don't know. It's
so Nick next year? Maybe it'll be next year to have his...
And I think they've done it with Victor. They pretty much just do this every year.
I just think it's funny that they... As far as I know, they've only ever done it with the male characters.
I'll have to think about the female
characters. There's a couple that I could see them doing that with, but you know, with the men are just so much more messed up.
Yeah.
You know, in obvious ways.
Yeah.
Easier to do them, but
It was a lame episode.
It was sad. The acting was bad.
Oh, yeah.
The lighting that was trying to be all spooky ghosty was bad.
Just theatrical.
Oh, yeah, it was just. It was just terrible. And, you know, when you're commenting on a soap opera, having a crappy episode, that's kind of, you know, an oxymoron.
Yeah,
but this
yeah.
was just, like, a new pinnacle of terribleness.
Yeah. They do this every once in a while, where it's like, who directed this one? Who wrote this one? Like,
who thought this was a good idea?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and I can see the appeal of doing it every 2 or 3 years, but not every year. That's just lame.
Yeah. Let's go back to, you know, Adam and Sharon in a plane crash. That was
right.
good.
Right, yeah, there you go.
You know,
yeah.
give us something to care about. Your baby's alive! Not,
right. not
let's
you're
travel
a bad
to
boy.
The future.
Yeah.
yeah, you're a drunk.
Right, you're still a drunk.
Here's your last chance.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we supposed to suppose now that Billy's going to be
good? Billy's going to come back and he's going to be... turned around and he's going to use the magazine for good, the way Mac had been saying that Kevin had done.
Okay, and did you notice...
And where was Jana? I want to know what happened to Jana.
I don't know. It's a good question.
They didn't even bring it up.
And I thought it was interesting that all these people were quite happy without him around, really.
Right, yeah, the world was a better place without him.
I mean...
Why is that
Cordelia was kind of like, you know, he chose not to be here, you know?
Yeah.
But the reality
but she seemed
is
okay with it.
Yeah, I mean everybody was like kind of rejoicing and and I was thinking, so you're telling me if Billy comes into the picture and he doesn't die, then that baby that Mac had in the
disappears.
Yeah, and like all these things,
all the things that are good
you know, potentially are now derailed.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. That's the message.
Yeah.
Billy's going to mess it up again.
Oh, yeah.
By staying alive.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, that's a terrible message.
That's, I know.
That's not good.
I know. I was trying to find the moral, and I was like, "What? I'm confused."
Yeah. Well, let's hope that it means that Billy, as much as I like Bad Boy Billy, and I do like Drunk Billy, I think Drunk Billy is hilarious. Because even Drunk Billy, you know he smells good. That's just what I kept thinking.
I don't think so.
I do. I think he's got such nice cologne that it overcomes, you know, and he drinks such high quality booze.
That he's such a tool that I was thinking it is an overpowering scent of cologne and booze where he walks by and you're like, oh God.
No, like, not... I don't think so. I have been, I
really.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make that a poll on the blog.
Who smells better, drunk Billy or sober Billy?
Yeah.
No, that's how I think of Nick.
Oh yeah.
You know Nick wears too much cologne.
Oh yeah.
To cover his shame.
Yeah. And well, and did you notice, Mac? I swear, I don't know how many people this week she brought up to them, like, did you know Lily has cancer? You know, like, if somebody
who
even, like...
Who doesn't know Lily has cancer? I know, cancer.
Like, if something was mildly bad in somebody's life, she'd go, I just think about how Lily's living. Or she'd say something about Darfur. Like,
yeah, she brought up Darfur a lot.
Things.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, we got it.
That's the annoying part of your personality. Yeah. Can you please...
Yeah.
Put a stamp on it?
It was enough for me. Anyway. Yeah. So it wasn't the most eventful week, but...
No,
or
pretty,
2 weeks.
Except for the plane crash.
Yeah. But even the plane crash got pretty, wrapped up
yeah,
in, like,
in
half
one
an
day.
Episode.
Yeah, yeah. It was...
It was not one of those ones where they drag it out for, like, weeks.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's tiresome.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty low-key.
All right, then. Don't forget to go to the blog at yrupdates.blogspot.com. A few people put in, they listened to our holiday episode, our best of 2009.
Right.
And we put up the categories that we had done, and they did their own.
They did create a list.
And they were very good.
Yeah, very entertaining for me,
so,
at least. That was good.
Yeah, definitely. So you can still go on and still put your best of for 2009.
Absolutely.
And just put general comments about anything else you think is going on in Genoa City.